This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where one of the greatest and most hilarious, most outrageous, and yes, most controversial comedies in all of American history is now being shown only with a warning label on HBO Max. What comedy? Blazing Saddles. Yeah, the Mel Brooks masterpiece, and it is. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Is it outrageous? You bet it's outrageous. So what is the warning about? We will get to that. We will also get to the questions that are going to be answered, maybe one can hope, by the Democratic Convention, which convenes tonight with Michelle Obama, the featured speaker. Yeah, she is. She is coming, speaking tonight right after Bernie Sanders and right after John Kasich and James Clyburn. So I guess the theme tonight is the Democratic Party of the past. I'm not sure that fits with Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, being there, who a lot of people favored for vice presidential nomination. She didn't get it. Kamala Harris very much did, and it will be fascinating to see this coming Sunday after the Democratic convention, her actually sitting down with Joe Biden for their first joint media interview, and this coming a full 2 weeks after she was added to the ticket. They probably are doing a great many rehearsals, prep sessions, etc. The Joe Biden theme for tonight is very much in play and very much a question as to what it will be. And also the state of the race is somewhat in question, because with all of the polls that have been released, there's a range. Now, all of the polls show at least some edge to Biden right now, but how much of an edge is very much in question. The CNN poll found Biden and Harris leading Trump and Pence 50 to 46. That's within the margin of error. A CBS News YouGov poll that was completed August 14th, just a couple of days ago, found Biden leading Trump by 10 points, so more than double the margin. And 10 points is significant. Hillary Clinton never had a 10-point edge. She got up to an 8-point edge, and she still lost the election. Because all of this, by the way, is polling of the popular vote, the national popular vote. There was an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, more on that in just a moment, that showed a 9-point edge for Biden, with Biden also at 50%. The 50% is very relevant, because what that indicates, if you're getting half the voters of those who actually show up, then you're going to win. I mean, it's virtually impossible. Neither Al Gore, who won the popular vote but lost the election, nor Benjamin Harrison in 1888, who won, lost the popular vote but won the election, nor, of course, Donald Trump, who lost popular vote and won the election, neither of them had an opponent who got 50% or more. And some of these polls showing Biden with 50% or more probably are giving the Democrats some means of assurance and probably leading them even more to try to keep Joe Biden under wraps. Because I guess their feeling is that if they keep him quiet and avoid gaffes and avoid, they can't avoid it because the debates are coming up September 29th. But an ABC Washington Post poll showed also a 10-point edge for Biden over Trump. One of the questions is, how does this break down? And the numbers on this are, I mean, I find fascinating and somewhat surprising, because the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which has been consistently one of the more accurate polls because it's conducted by both Democratic and Republican pollsters working together, and they try to make sure that both sides are sampled. It shows Trump winning among men, 47 to 43, but with not a small number there, as you can see. That means 10% are still undecided. And that should be very encouraging to President Trump. If he's up at 47% with 10% undecided among men, then he is likely to win men. Unfortunately, he's losing women by even more. He's losing women by 21 points. He won't be president unless he can improve that. That's, I think, one of the reasons that they're featuring Melania at the very beginning of the Republican convention. There's also talk that they may feature Nikki Haley. The only announced big speakers at the Republican convention so far have been Melania, President Trump, of course, and apparently he is planning to speak and say something every night, which is unprecedented, but, I mean, it's his convention. Wouldn't you expect that? And then Melania is likely to speak, and Mike Pence, and they are saying that the very first night they're just going to have the delegates calling in. They're going to try to, I guess, get an audience by having some kind of dramatization of all of the delegates confirming his official nomination. And the another group where President Trump is not doing so well, he's paid a lot of attention to trying to increase his percentage of the black vote. Last time, in 2016, he got 8% of the black vote. He's getting exactly that again, with 88% for Biden. The one thing about Biden is he has more enthusiastic black support that is more likely to turn out than Hillary. Could that make a difference in some close, crucial battleground states? Like Pennsylvania, and very much like Wisconsin and Michigan, it could make a difference. And this is also extraordinary because it's unprecedented. And there are a number of Democratic strategists who are very deeply worried about this number, which should be encouraging to Trump. When it comes to people with a high school education or less, in other words, people who've never been to college at all, it's a big chunk of the electorate. It's more than 40% of the electorate. Trump is winning by 18 points. Now, why is that so amazing? That's not white people with high school education or less. That's everybody. And the indication probably is among white people, who are those white working class voters who decided the election last time, President Trump continues to do very well. And, of course, he also continues to hit back at Joe Biden. Tonight at the Democratic Convention, you'll be hearing all kinds of great things about Joe Biden and who he is and what he's done and his life story. And it's a moving and interesting story. But you probably won't hear this ad. This is clip number 7, Jeremy. It's an ad placed by the Trump campaign that is fairly brutal on Joe Biden. Appropriately so. We will get to that, and we will also get to the post office issue. Is this really the most important issue before the public right now? That and more, all coming up on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Here's a special discount just for being a Medhead annual member. 50% off any download in the Medved History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
There are lots of... Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One of the two new ads released as a special gift to Joe Biden, a gift from the Trump campaign as he opens up his convention. This is a culmination of a political career. It's remarkable when you think about it. He did his first campaign for president in 1987. In 1987, Think about that. That's 33 years ago. That's a very, very long time ago. That was a campaign where he washed out because he had used some plagiarized material from the British Labour Party leader, Neil Kinnock. And it also turned out the media had exposed him because he had lied. I mean, really lied about finishing near the top of his class in law school. And he actually finished 75th of 86 students at Syracuse University Law School. I know, President Trump hasn't released his academic records at all. But Obama also kept his academic records secret, at least from Occidental College, before he went to Columbia and Harvard. They're also trying to make a big deal of the fact that Joe Biden is the first Democrat nominated for president in 36 years. The first one since Fritz Mondale in 1984. Yeah, really. The first one without an Ivy League degree. He has his degrees from University of Delaware and from Syracuse University. And guess what? He has an opponent who is delivering yet another rally speech right now in Wisconsin. He flew from Minnesota to Wisconsin. And President Trump is live. Let's listen in.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Something going on up there. We can't afford it. You know, I can tell you this. Look, from doing this now, we built the greatest economy in the world. We rebuilt our military. We gave you the greatest tax cuts in history. Gave you the greatest regulation cuts. We became energy independent. We've done things that nobody thought possible, right? Nobody thought possible. We've done things that nobody ever thought. You had the greatest year in the history of your state last year. Greatest year. And when you look at the numbers, you're going to have an even greater year next year, unless somebody comes in and quadruples your taxes, in which case it's called a depression, folks. It's called a depression. It's not going to happen because we're going to win. We're going to win. Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism. He is. He's a Trojan horse. He has no clue, but the people around him are tough. And they're smart, but we disagree with them very, very strongly. They're mean and they're angry, like her. By the way, nobody treated Joe Biden worse than Kamala, right? She was worse than Pocahontas. She was worse than anybody on stage. Nobody treated him worse or with, I mean, less respect. She had no respect. All of a sudden, she's now saying, isn't he wonderful? She didn't feel that way a little while ago. Let's talk about her for a second. She left in shame. She started at 14. She left at 2. She went in the wrong direction. So if a poll is any indication, that's what we want. Speaking of polls, fake news CNN, they probably have their camera going, thank you very much. No, we have to. Frankly, their pollster is much better than Fox, because Fox has never gotten it right. Fox pollster, I don't know who he is, but he hasn't had a clue for about 7 years. Let me just tell you that CNN gave us an increase of 10 or 11 points in just a short period of time that we went up. And now they call it margin of error. Don't believe it. We're way beyond the margin of error. Don't believe it. I just got back from Texas and Florida and Ohio. We were all over the place. We went to great states, and every roadway and highway, we had thousands, tens of thousands, I would say at least on each one, 100,000 people from the plane, because, you know, that's why this isn't a rally. This is, again, friendly protest. We're not allowed to do rallies, right, because of rules and regulations, which we want to adhere to. But from the plane to an oil well, from the plane to getting law enforcement, all of the sheriffs in Florida gave us their full endorsement. Right. And in Ohio, we went to a plant, Whirlpool. They were out of business. They were going out of business, and now they're a thriving company because they were dumping washing machines and dryers into our country, and I stopped it. And I said, you want to do that? We're putting a massive tariff. And all of a sudden, Whirlpool and thousands of people, they work in Ohio and other places. It became a really terrific company again. And we went there. But if you look at the kind of enthusiasm we have never had the enthusiasm that we have right now. And that includes 2016. To say it, and I don't want to be rude because I would never be rude, but let me just tell you, Joe Biden has no enthusiasm. No enthusiasm. And you don't win without enthusiasm. Like, people aren't saying we got to get him in. The only reason they want him in is they want to stop our great agenda. That's the only reason. That's the only thing
okay,
he is going.
In fairness, that new CNN poll that President Trump just referenced, which is a good poll for him, it's a very strong poll for him. It shows that the people who are planning to vote for Biden, and again, this shows a 4-point gap in Biden's favor, but that's within the margin of error. But it shows people voting for Biden are much more excited about voting for Biden than people are about voting for Trump. Do I believe that? Not necessarily, but that's what that individual poll shows. I do think that is going to be one of the very big challenges for the Biden campaign. Two huge challenges that they have at this convention. I think the challenge of showing that the Democratic Party is united and that there's everybody there, including a Republican, prominent Republican for Biden, John Kasich of Ohio, who could be, by the way, a leading Democrat, prominent Democrat who would come over and endorse President Trump. That would be something that would help the Republican convention, which is taking place next week. I mean, one of the rumors is that there's a outgoing congresswoman from Hawaii. Yeah, that's right. Tulsi Gabbard, who could electrify the Republican non-convention. I mean, where people are watching at home. Does that mean that she will? Who knows what Tulsi's going to do? She is leaving the House of Representatives, so anything is possible. We will get back to what it is that the Biden campaign must do above all. Two things above all others. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. Our phone number.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Join today at michaelmedvid.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVid Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster Louis DeJoy, recently appointed by President Trump, is set to testify at a House Oversight Committee hearing next week, the panel confirmed on Monday, in the midst of a Democratic-led fury over recent changes at the Postal Service. As 11 speakers prepare to speak at the virtual Democratic National Convention on Monday, President Trump on the road himself, speaking in Mankato, Minnesota.
Now Biden wants to lock all Americans in their basements for months on end, which would inflict permanent, irreversible harm on our nation's children, families, health, and economy. By contrast, my administration is following data-driven and science-based approaches that apply to common sense mitigation, aggressively sheltering those at greatest risk, our seniors. We have to shelter them.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the two things that Joe Biden has to do in this convention, and I think that the Democrats, when you look at their lineup of speakers, they're aware of this. He first of all has to make it clear that he is the actual leader of the party, that he is not a Trojan horse, that he's not a figurehead, that he's not a frail, feeble, pathetic old man who doesn't know where he is, who doesn't know that he's alive, as President Trump has said, that is completely controlled by strong personalities around him. And that's why he has moved over so far to the left. The other thing he has to do, and the New York Times actually said this in their coverage of this convention, which begins literally just a few hours from now, which is an amazing thing. The time is rushing at us so quickly. They have a piece that says, "What's the big idea?" And the New York Times writes, "It may be the biggest substantive question of the week. We know that the central issues of the campaign are Mr. Trump's dysfunctional administration and his mismanagement of the coronavirus crisis. And we know that the Biden campaign has issued a sizable array of policy papers on matters including student debt, climate, child care, and elder care. We also know that the big thematic frame of Mr. Biden's message is that the country's soul is being put to the test under Mr. Trump, and the 2020 election is a chance to redeem America's soul. What we have not yet heard from Mr. Biden is the kind of read-my-lips statement of purpose by which his administration might be judged. Think of Mr. Trump's pledge during the 2016 presidential campaign, often cited now by his critics, that he alone could fix the corruption in Washington and strengthen the American economic system to improve America's place in the world. And of course, what they're not saying is that before the pandemic hit and the economy collapsed, President Trump had a good case on having kept that basic promise. But the realities of life under the coronavirus are such that it's that promise is very much at stake. So what is Biden's promise going to be? And I suspect that what we're going to hear, and we're going to hear a lot about, is closing gaps, which also addresses the racial issue and of all the issues, and there are a bunch of them, on the economy, people give an advantage to President Trump. They think President Trump will do a better job handling the economy, and that's very important because the economy is chosen as the number one most important issue. This is in that new CNN poll. But on other issues, and particularly on the issue of race relations, the idea that Biden is ahead is very strong. And if Biden comes forward and says, look, the one promise that I'm going to be graded on is basically bringing Americans closer together, closing the gaps between Americans philosophically, politically, racially, and economically, I think that's likely what we're supposed to hear. Let me go to Jim in Seattle. Jim, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Michael, hey. I spent several decades on the domestic and international transportation, you know, delivering goods and services. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand that post office has a monopoly on first-class mail, okay? But part of the problems for 90 years now, since they entered into the package business, is that they subsidize the package business with their monopoly in first-class mail. And so it's amazing that they can continue to lose money. It means that they are just have no skill in running a business. But the second thing I want to share with you is that, you know, most people don't realize the post office sits on junk mail throughout the week, and then you deliver it on Saturday. If you ever look at the mail that you get on Saturday, it's almost completely junk mail. It could be delivered Monday through Friday. In my opinion, they could do the whole job Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Another thing is that they don't pay any fuel taxes. So when they're competing with private companies like FedEx or UPS or other smaller companies, those companies are competing with the Postal Service, and you know, they have to pay the federal.
What do you mean the Postal Service doesn't pay any fuel taxes? Don't they? Do they have a special source for their fuel?
No, they get their fuel tax free. They don't pay.
How?
Don't pay
where?
They get it from the government.
You're saying that. I understand, but the military has its own fleet of tanks, cars, airplanes. I don't know that is necessarily true. The difficulty with the post office and attempting to get the post office to break even at this point is it's become involved in this issue of vote by mail. And it's one of these issues where I think the president may be realizing it honestly is an issue where he cannot win because this is a state matter. And most states, almost all of them, have some kinds of provisions for vote by mail. And when the president says, I'm all for absentee voting, but I don't like vote by mail, most people don't understand the difference. The difference that the president means is that on absentee voting, you actually have to apply in advance. But that is still the case in the great majority of places in the country. It still would be the case if they expand vote by mail. And that's the point. They expect that there are a lot more people who are going to decline the opportunity of actually going to a local polling place, even where that opportunity exists. Now, it hasn't existed for years in the state of Washington. We're all vote by mail. And I do think that's where the overwhelming majority of Washingtonians appreciate that they prefer it that way. And again, and the time to challenge something like that, if you think that is unfair or inappropriate, or we should all go back to a local polling place, well, then you begin to try to work your will in the legislature, or you get a citizen initiative, but by all means do it long before the election, not just for a moment before. This came in from Dylan in Snohomish. He said, listening to your story on the Los Alamos re-education required classes for white hetero males, it's actually Sandia, but it's close enough. He says, I wanted to let you know that this also takes place in the city of Bellevue, Washington. The difference being is all employees are required to attend. What this accomplishes is not just the re-education, but the act of shaming of whites and white males in the moment. The class is a two-day class where they shame whites and white males from the beginning, ending with a triangle on the floor where the whole class gathers. There's a line through the triangle, making a smaller triangle where people of color sit with the instructor. And the whites are not allowed to be there for a 5 to 10 minute discussion. And predictably, the instructor asks the whites for their thoughts, and they dutifully inform the instructor that they could not hear the conversation, which she predictably responds, that's the point. White privilege keeps people of color out of the conversation, and now you know how it feels. Uh-huh. Dylan, let us contact him, Jeremy. Maybe he has some firsthand storytelling about a required course in Bellevue, Washington. Really? The idea that it makes American people and our American society better to make one whole class of people feel guilty for their very existence? I don't understand how that works. If you do, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
So, President Trump's campaign, which has plenty of money, and it's interesting, they did a front page article in the New York Times about President Trump's fundraising. And one of the things that they did is that they took a look at some of the biggest Republican donors in the past, and they're not giving to Trump. So the question is, how is it that when these donors who in the past have given millions of dollars to Republican candidates like Mitt Romney and John McCain, George W. Bush, they're not giving to Trump? How is it that with these people who had contributed literally millions before cutting Trump off, he has more money than any candidate in history? Answer, it's smaller contributors. And what's fascinating to me is they say that these very mega donors, these very rich people who are not giving to Trump, he says, despite the fact that Trump has benefited them with his deregulation and his tax cuts, you see, what they're suggesting is we know better about what their self-interest is. That these smart people and who have earned a lot of money, they would have some sense that they don't feel that Trump has served their interests. And this is a positive for the Trump campaign. The fact that he has relied not upon a handful of big donors and Wall Street. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about how Wall Street is just fine with Kamala Harris. Oh, really? So basically, the Trump campaign is using those funds to run attack ads this week of the Democratic Convention. And one of the attack ads that they released today talks about Joe Biden's record during 47 years in politics. Listen.
Joe Biden, 47 years in Washington, 47 years of failure, skyrocketing health care and drug prices, higher taxes on working families, disastrous trade deals, jobs shipped to China and Mexico, total failure. Now Biden's embraced the failed policies of the radical left, the biggest tax increase ever, massive job-killing regulations, amnesty for illegal immigrants. After 47 years of failure, we've had more than enough.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, what they're trying to do is to destroy this idea that is one of the themes of the Biden campaign, is we're going to get back to normal. America's going to get back to normal. What the Trump campaign is insisting is, hey, normal hasn't been so good for lots of Americans. Let me go to Joy in Kirkland, Washington. Joy, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi there, Michael. I'm calling with regard to the mail-in votes. My daughter goes to school out of state, And I was a little surprised when the first year that she went that they were, of course, recruiting kids to vote there. And she was receiving ballots at home here in Washington. And so, of course, I was hoping she'd vote in Washington. But she said, no, vote, no, Mom, I'm voting, you know, out of state at my university, which is in Florida. And so we continue to get ballots for her. She doesn't vote here, but she votes in Florida. And so there is a phone number, I believe, on the ballot that says, you know, something has changed, you have to notify us. But if people don't notify them, a lot of kids that are out of state, they could possibly vote twice. So that was just something I wanted to mention.
I know that's exactly the case. I mean, because we have the same situation, because one of our children went to school out of state, and we still get ballots for her, and we've tried to get them canceled. And we do not submit illegal ballots. And by the way, I'm good for you for not doing it, being a law-abiding citizen, and you should be. But you're entirely correct. Now, of course, the difficulty here is it's very easy in Washington for her to cast a vote if she wanted to in both places. But look, she could go ahead and cast a vote somewhere else and then wait in line here. In other words, this is not tied directly to the idea of universal mail-in ballots. It's what it does go to is something that President Trump has spoken about and he's right about, which is that there are lots of places where they have out of date registrations. They have ballots that get sent out for people who are dead. And really, the states have to do a better job cleaning that up. But there's no way that the federal government can take that on, I don't think, not at a time like this, when so close to an election. But as a project to improve election security, sure, that should be a national drive, and Republicans should be leading it. I appreciate your call. There's Blazing Saddles, for those who haven't seen it, came out in 1974. So it came out just 2 years after Joe Biden was first elected to the U.S. Senate, really. It was elected in 72, obviously. And it's very, very long time ago. And it's a hilarious movie. If you haven't seen it, it's very much rated R. It has raunchy words in it. It has lots and lots of raunchy references. And right now, HBO Max has added a proper social context intro to Blazing Saddles. It says the disclaimer is similar to the one the streamer, that means HBO Max, added before Gone with the Wind. And they announced Blazing Saddles is currently streaming on HBO Max along with a new introduction that automatically plays before the Mel Brooks classic begins. It is unclear exactly when the intro was added to the 1974 comedy classic, starring the late Cleavon Little and the late Gene Wilder and the late Madeleine Kahn. But it was sometime after the film premiered on the streaming service in July. The intro was added to ensure that the film was put into the proper social context, an HBO Max spokeswoman told The Hollywood Reporter. Okay, what are they talking about here? The film uses the N-word. And it uses the N-word not approvingly. It is making fun of the racism that prevails in a Wild West town, which is shocked to be getting the services of, it turns out to be heroic, a black sheriff. And the N-word, and then a famous scene, which I cannot explain on this show, but it includes the line, it's true, all of that is about as politically incorrect as you could be right now. And so I actually understand why they're doing this. And I'm just glad that a film that is as raunchy, as funny, just flat out funny. And again, I feel the same way I did about Borat, which is also a very much for adults only and has that edge to it. But if they try to show Borat, they'd also have to run some kind of special context, social context warning on HBO or anywhere else. One movie that doesn't require that is a new movie that is streaming right now that I think is actually one of the best movies of the year, certainly so far. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
There's an American tradition that's lasted nearly a century in which high school kids go to their state capitals and pretend to be politicians. And that American Legion-sponsored program is now the subject of a stunning documentary streaming on Apple TV+. It's called Boy State.
A message of unity, as good as it sounds, is not winning anyone any elections.
What's remarkable about the film is how well you get to know how much you care about these ambitious and often appealing young people, and how much their experience reflects everything that's gone wrong with American politics. The reality keeps you at the edge of your seat more than most exercises in fiction. It's rated PG-13 for some brief, harsh language. Boy State is flat out one of the best political films of recent years. 4 stars for a truly memorable achievement.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
What is so fascinating is that the real Boy State, and it's a real program, featured introducing Bill Clinton to politics, Rush Limbaugh to politics, Lamar Alexander, Sam Alito, Cory Booker. They were all Boy Staters. And the film begins with pictures of them at the time that they were in Boy State, which is usually junior year of high school. And in terms of the kind of compromises, the kind of shortcuts that some of these adolescents take in order to win this title of being governor of Boy State. By the way, they also have a girls' state, but it doesn't draw nearly as enthusiastic presentation. Speaking of enthusiastic, the Democrats are trying to convey a sense of great confidence with their convention, but they have one worry that keeps them up above all others. We'll talk about that with Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal. Tomorrow, we'll also be taking a look at one of America's most prestigious universities where the Black Students Union has just demanded the removal of a statue of Abraham Lincoln. We'll get to that in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.